Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to start a new series. We're going to be talking about Bill Johnson and what he believes. Bill Johnson is a pastor up in Redington, California, of a church called Bethel. And Bill Johnson is pretty much, for the most part, part of this Word of Faith movement. What does the Word of Faith movement believe? Well, in a nutshell, I've done a whole series on the Word of Faith movement, but in a nutshell, the Word of Faith movement includes people like Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Benny Hinn, even Joyce Meyer. You even find people like Rick Warren and Joel Osteen loosely, please hear me there, loosely affiliated with these guys. Todd Bentley's even involved, Fred Price. Oh boy, the names, there are so many people that are part of this movement. They are known for doctrines like positive confession, which is the idea that with your words, and I hate to even say it this way, but almost magically influence the world around you by simply claiming, naming and claiming things that you want. So, for example, if you are sick and you want to be well, you could say, I am healthy, I feel great. If you want to be rich, well, then you start saying, I am wealthy, or I am famous, I am well-liked, I am popular, whatever. Whatever you want, this positive confession movement, they believe that you can have it just by simply confessing it. They also believe in a doctrine, we're going to talk about this a little bit more in this series, but many of them believe in this concept of healing in the atonement. And what I mean by that is that Christ died on a cross not only to atone for our sins, but also to grant every believer physical healing. We'll get into that later. Many of these people that are part of this movement, the Word of Faith movement, believe that Jesus had to suffer 3 days in hell at Satan's hands, basically, to complete the atonement. So in other words, when Christ said on the cross, it is finished, he didn't realize it, but he wasn't finished yet. He had 3 more days of suffering in hell. And Joyce Meyer actually has gone as far as to say that if you don't believe in that part of the atonement, you're not saved. Not all people that are part of this Word of Faith movement believe that. In fact, I'm not sure if Bill Johnson buys into that or not. Another doctrine that is pretty common in this movement is the idea that Jesus was once a man. Now, Bill Johnson does subscribe to a form of this, and we're going to talk about that as well. And I guess one of the common traits of this movement is this concept of elevating experiences, personal experiences, subjective experiences over the Word of God. And Bill Johnson is most certainly part of this movement. And this movement will oftentimes seek after these quote unquote Holy Ghost experiences where they believe that they are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and energized in such a way, filled with the fire. They have all kinds of ways of stating it, but basically it knocks them to the ground. They start twitching. They start rolling around. Some of them start making animal noises, barking like dogs, roaring like lions. And then there is the holy laughter, which is another thing that happens. And I hate to say holy next to this because I honestly don't think it's from God. In fact, I know it's not from God. It's very irreverent. But suddenly, all these people will believe that the Holy Spirit's touched them, and they'll just start rolling around on the floor laughing. Many of them will act like they're drunk or stoned. Again, irreverence. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more. I come from a hyper-charismatic church. I actually got saved in a hyper-charismatic church that bought into quite a bit of this stuff. These sozo fire tunnel type things, where everybody lines up and makes a tunnel. And then one person walks through the middle and everybody extends their hands and says, fire, 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 and prophesying over them. And, you know, the person's herking and jerking and doing all these juking and jiving moves, right? And they get to the end of the tunnel, and then oftentimes they'll fall over on the ground and twitch for a while, and somebody will walk up with a purple little blanket, lay it over their lower half as they lay on the floor and kind of jerk around. And supposedly, when God comes on you like this, major changes now are happening in you. God's doing a great work, right? Not that I've ever seen anything come out of this. I've never, ever, ever witnessed any great miraculous thing come out of this. It's always God is doing a great work, but nothing ever happens. When they finally get up off the floor, they're the same person. They don't all of a sudden start running around and raising the dead and healing the sick. They don't start prophesying amazing, accurate, biblical-style prophecies. Nothing. Nothing ever happens. They're never healed of some major disease that can be verified by a doctor. They don't grow an extra arm. They don't. I didn't mean to say it that way. They don't grow an arm back. They don't stand up out of their wheelchair. Any of that. They don't grow a new eyeball. It doesn't happen. There's never really a change. It's just this strange act that they go through. Now, some people argue that it's not an act, but rather it's a form of kundalini. I talked about that a little bit in the Todd Bentley series. And oddly enough, Bill Johnson is very good friends and very much affiliated with Todd Bentley. Now, the thing about Todd Bentley is he has this this circus sideshow thing going on. I like to call his weird, hyper-charismatic circus nonsense. And that's what goes on in these Word of Faith circles. But Todd Bentley especially, he'll get up there on that podium, on that stage, and, I mean, just watch the guy. Type in Todd Bentley and watch some videos. He gets crazy. I mean, he's talking about kicking old ladies in the face with his biker boot so they can receive the anointing. As soon as my biker boot touched her nose, she felt the anointing of God or something like that, the healing of God. I can't remember what he said, but kicking old ladies, body slamming people, leg dropping people. I mean, it's like pro wrestling going on in the church. But with Bill Johnson, he's much more soft-spoken, he's much more reserved, more controlled. And so in my opinion, he's more dangerous because he's going to get under the radar of many Christians. And so we're going to talk, nonetheless, about many of the strange things that go on in his church. But anyway, Bill Johnson, he's written several books. One of them, Face to Face with God. Another, When Heaven Invades Earth. And we're going to talk a little bit about his books as well. This latest one, When Heaven Invades Earth, is, well, it's pushing some strange doctrines. And we're going to get into that. But we'll get to that and what he's teaching in his book here in a little while. Anyway, Bill Johnson, he's got his Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. Bill Johnson claims he's seen hundreds of miracles a year, including the healing of cancer, paralysis, and broken bones. All right. In his church, this church in Reddington, California called Bethel Church, there has been many strange things afoot lately, one of which you may have heard about, this glory cloud. there's videos on the internet. You should check it out. I kid you not. But inside of his church, there is this gold glittery cloud that's like flowing around on the ceiling. conveniently next to the vents, several people have picked up this supposed gold dust and have analyzed it under a microscope and found that it's exactly the same, the same exact shape and size as the gold glitter that you buy at Hobby Lobby. But be that as it may, they are saying that it is the glory of the Lord. And similar to that, they've also had experiences where they say angel feathers are falling from the rafters. Now, in my opinion, I think they need to go up there and check to see if there's any birds setting up shop in their church, but they are claiming that feathers are falling from the rafters. Interesting. We'll probably talk about that a little bit later too. So all that to say, in Bill Johnson's church, you will expect to see lots of wild, hyper-charismatic, kind of the weird hyper-charismatic circus nonsense where people will be falling all over themselves, laughing hysterically, claiming to have some kind of special anointing, placing their hands on other people who fall down and twitch on the floor, making barking sounds, making other animal sounds, and basically making a mockery of our God. That is the kind of things you're going to find in Bill Johnson's church. But here's the deal. I mean, why would I even bring this up? Because our youth are being taken away in this nonsense. This has got to be one of the most deceptive youth movements out there. There is a youth worship band that is known as Jesus Culture. Many of you probably listen to their music, or at least some of you. I've sampled some of their music online, and I hate to say it, but it's not too bad. But this Jesus Culture, and it's more of a movement than a band, will play shows and encourage this more hyper-charismatic stuff. And young, impressionable minds, you know, these young people like me, who have fire in their eyes and want to make a difference in this world, will get caught up in a movement that has a cause. And the cause of this movement is dominionism. We'll talk about that a little while later, but this idea that we as Christians are commanded of God and are appointed to subdue the planet before Jesus returns, as in Jesus is not going to return until we have the planet under our feet, as in we have conquered the planet, whether spiritually or militantly, militarily. That is the thought process in some of the minds that are part of this movement. Another thing that's very appealing to the young person is this concept of social justice. I talked a little bit about that during the Emergent Church series. Again, and the Emergent Church is appealing to the young people too. Look, social justice, socialism, and, well, liberalism are philosophies that are being pushed in our public schools. And so when these groups like Jesus Culture, Bill Johnson, the Emergent Church, they start pushing social justice and this whole Kobe 2012 movements, these different social causes, some of them good, many of them, most of them, very communistic, very socialistic. But when you're raised in a public school system, to think that that's actually right, when you start hearing it from the pulpits, these young, impressionable, and fire-eyed, idealistic children or youth are getting caught up in this. And so that's something else to look out for. Let's stop right there. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com. And there, guys, you can leave comments and questions. I do want to talk to you. You can also catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.